Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. And There Was Light, Abraham Lincoln, and the American Struggle is John Meacham's 222 biography of Abraham Lincoln, published by Random House. The book belongs to the tradition of presidential biography. But its purpose is not simply to retell the familiar sequence of frontier childhood, political rise, Civil War leadership, emancipation, assassination, and national memory. Meacham examines Lincoln as a moral and political actor whose convictions developed under pressure from slavery, secession, constitutional limits, party politics, religious language, and public opinion. The biography presents Lincoln neither as a flawless saint nor as a purely pragmatic operator. Instead, it emphasizes the tension between ethical aspiration and democratic governance in a divided republic, drawing on Lincoln's speeches, letters, public acts, and the political crises of his time. Meacham connects the 19th century struggle over union and slavery to continuing questions about race, democracy, polarization, and presidential responsibility in American life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln's moral opposition to slavery developed within political constraint. A central concern of And There Was Light is the difference between moral belief and governing power. Meacham portrays Lincoln as someone who came to see slavery as fundamentally wrong, while also recognizing that antebellum politics, constitutional arrangements, courts, parties, and public opinion limited what could be done at any given moment. This distinction matters because it prevents a simplified reading of Lincoln as either a heroic liberator acting from pure moral certainty or a cautious politician moved only by calculation. The book traces how Lincoln's anti-slavery commitments were shaped by law, electoral realities, and the need to preserve a viable political coalition. His movement toward emancipation was therefore not a sudden conversion, but a process in which principle and circumstance interacted. Meacham's Lincoln is morally serious, but not politically detached. He understands that democratic action requires persuasion, timing, institutional authority, and public legitimacy. This approach helps explain why Lincoln could speak against slavery's expansion before endorsing broader federal action, and why the Emancipation Proclamation emerged from both ethical conviction and wartime necessity. Secondly, the preservation of the Union is presented as a democratic moral project. Meacham treats Lincoln's defense of the Union as more than a legal argument about federal authority or territorial integrity. In the book, the Union represents a test of whether constitutional democracy can survive when a large faction rejects an election result and seeks to protect slavery through secession. Lincoln's insistence on preserving the nation is therefore connected to a broader belief that self-government depends on accepting lawful political defeat, maintaining institutions, and resisting minority rule by force. This interpretation makes the Civil War a struggle over the meaning of democracy as well as over slavery. Meacham highlights Lincoln's public language, including his inaugural addresses and major wartime statements, as attempts to define the conflict for citizens living through uncertainty and sacrifice. The Union mattered because it embodied the possibility that a republic could correct its moral failures without destroying itself. This framing also explains why the book speaks to contemporary readers. It presents democratic survival as fragile, dependent not only on written rules but on political habits, restraint, and a willingness to recognize the legitimacy of common institutions. Thirdly, religious language shaped Lincoln's public interpretation of national crisis. The biography pays significant attention to Lincoln's use of biblical and providential language, especially as the Civil War deepened. Meacham does not reduce Lincoln to a conventional believer or present him as a simple religious figure. Rather, he explores how Lincoln increasingly used religious vocabulary to think about suffering, judgment, humility, and national responsibility. This is especially important because Lincoln's mature public rhetoric often avoided easy claims that God was plainly on one side. Instead, his language suggested that the nation itself was under judgment for slavery, and that human beings should be cautious in claiming certainty about divine purposes. This religious dimension strengthens Meacham's portrayal of Lincoln as a leader who sought moral meaning without denying tragedy. It also distinguishes Lincoln's rhetoric from triumphal nationalism. In speeches such as the Second Inaugural, Lincoln framed the war's devastation as connected to a long moral debt, not merely as a battlefield contest between good citizens and bad rebels. Meacham uses this development to show how political leadership can employ moral language without becoming simplistic, vindictive, or self-congratulatory. Fourthly, Meacham emphasizes Lincoln's humanity rather than a flawless heroic image, and There Was Light is notable for resisting an overly polished image of Lincoln. Meacham acknowledges Lincoln's greatness while keeping attention on his limitations, inconsistencies, political compromises, and historical context. This matters because Lincoln has often been remembered through monuments, schoolbook reverence, and national myth. A purely heroic version can obscure the real difficulty of his choices, while a purely critical version can miss the moral significance of his achievements. Meacham's method is to locate Lincoln inside the pressures of his world frontier hardship, party conflict, racial assumptions of the 19th century, the violence of secession, and the burden of wartime command. The result is a leader whose accomplishments are meaningful precisely because they were not inevitable. Lincoln had to change, decide, delay, persuade, and accept responsibility under conditions where every option carried political and human costs. This treatment also gives readers a clearer view of democratic leadership. It suggests that consequential moral action often comes from imperfect people working through imperfect institutions, not from figures who stand outside history with complete clarity. Lastly, the book uses Lincoln's era to examine modern polarization without collapsing the two periods. Meacham explicitly positions Lincoln's life as relevant to a 21st century audience facing political division, disputes over race, and anxiety about democratic stability. The book does not claim that the present is identical to the 1850s or the Civil War, but it draws parallels in the pressures placed on institutions when competing visions of the nation become morally and politically irreconcilable. This is one reason the biography focuses so heavily on public rhetoric, constitutional obligation, and the struggle to define American ideals. Lincoln's time shows how democratic systems can be strained by sectional identity, economic interest, racial hierarchy, conspiracy, and refusal to accept political compromise. Meacham's contemporary relevance comes from examining how a president used language and power to hold together a fractured public while gradually enlarging the meaning of liberty. The book, therefore, functions as both biography and civic reflection. Its value lies in showing that democracy requires more than procedural rules. It requires leaders and citizens willing to connect moral purpose with institutional discipline, even when public life is angry, fearful, and unstable. In conclusion, "And There Was Light" is best suited for readers interested in American history, presidential leadership, Civil War politics, slavery, constitutional democracy, and the moral burdens of public office. It will be especially useful for readers who want a Lincoln biography that is accessible, but still serious about political context and ethical complexity. The practical benefit is not a list of leadership techniques, but a deeper understanding of how conviction, persuasion, timing, law, and public legitimacy interact during crisis. Intellectually, the book helps readers think about democracy as an ongoing struggle rather than a settled inheritance, compared with many Lincoln biographies. Meacham's work stands out for its deliberate connection between Lincoln's 19th century world and modern questions about polarization, race, faith, and the survival of institutions. It is less narrowly military than some Civil War accounts and less purely psychological than some personal biographies. Its distinctive contribution is to place Lincoln's moral development at the center of the national struggle, while still acknowledging political constraint and human imperfection. Readers already familiar with Lincoln will find a synthesis shaped by contemporary civic concerns, while newcomers will gain a clear, readable entry into why Lincoln remains central to debates over the American experiment. If you would like to support John Meacham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.